I'm a corner. You know, we talked about the safety thing a little bit, but right now, at this time, we're just worried about corner. And if that comes down the road, if that happens, you know, I'll be open to it. But right now, I'm focusing on corner. You know, that's my position that I like to play. That's what they drafted me. So, you know, right now, learning defense at corner.
It's got to feel good, though, because everybody's saying how important it is to get you on the field.
Yeah.
So that's got to be a good feeling. So it's not an insult to say they consider putting you on the field more, right?
Yeah, not an insult at all. I just want to play more, you know. I love to play football. I love to win. So if I can get out on the field and play that, then I'll do that. But, you know, I think it's a big compliment for me. And I just want to fulfill it, you know, and play better than I did last year. Because I think I did okay last year, but I know I can be a lot better, way a lot better.
The last couple of days, you've been the last guy on the field by a good margin. Mm-hmm. What is that extra? What are you working on specifically with that extra on-field work?
I'm just working on technique. I think a big thing of mine last year, I messed up a lot in technique things, and that's what I'm really working on now. You know, if I can get that done now, you know, by the time of the season, it's going to be, you know, second, you know, first reaction, you know. Muscle memory. So that's really what I'm working on. It's kind of a slow pace. I'm not running a lot, but it's a lot of muscle memory and positioning type things that, you know, the little things matter at corner.
You sound like you're a little hard on yourself. You were pretty complimentary your rookie year. What would you grade yourself if you had to give yourself a letter grade or a number grade?
I think I'm C minus. You know, I know C's get degrees, but, you know, I don't think it was that good. You know, like I said, this year I think I'll be a lot better. A whole lot better. So if people thought I played good last year, then, you know, I can't wait to show them what I have this year.
Bradley, you had an incident a couple weeks before the draft. We've seen a couple guys recently have things. And do you think that was a reason you fell a little bit further than you might have expected? And what do you think about guys that get in trouble? Is that something that the team should look at and not take it serious? Or is it something the team should take in consideration?
I think it just depends on the situation. You know, I think that's something that definitely you know, affected me last year in the draft, but I think I ended up in the right spot. So I really think that, you know, it happened for a reason for me specifically. I'm bad, I can't talk. But, you know, I think the coach should look into it. But at the same time, you know, at this time, a lot of guys are there's a whole bunch of eyes on them. You know, so if anything they do small, you know, is going to get blown up. You know, I think that's what kind of happened to me. It was a small situation that got blown up. You know, I don't really know what's going on right now. I haven't paid attention to it, but you know, you have to look at all the facts, you know, assess the character and see if that's really in their character, you know, and then just go from there.
Were you a steal?
I think so.
How tough was it those couple days, that week going into the draft for you? Because, you know, some teams took you off their board.
Yeah, it was really tough. You know, just going on all the visits, you know, building relationships with GMs and head coaches, you know, and I kind of knew what had happened, but I didn't say anything. You know, just through advice from certain people, we thought it wasn't going to blow up to the magnitude that it did. And I kind of felt like I lost their trust a little bit, you know. They felt like I should have told them about things like that. So it's small things that go into it, but, you know, that's in the past for me, you know. So I hope the guys that are dealing with it now, I hope, you know, they can get through it. You know, if they're good guys, I hope it really doesn't affect them, because the only thing that matters, you know, how they carry themselves on the field and off the field, you know. So if they're a good guy and they just happen to get in trouble one time, you know, I don't think they should be affected, like, too heavy.
What do you tell those guys? What's your advice to?
You know, just stay positive, man. You know, last year I was debating on even going to the draft, you know. So just stay positive, you know. Just know that everything happens for a reason. I can say everything happens for a reason because it proved itself true for me. So, you know, they got to just learn from their mistakes and just – learn that, you know, at this level, so many eyes are on you, so you have to be careful and make great decisions.
Well, how much easier will you sleep tonight than you did a year ago, the Wednesday before the draft?
Oh, yeah, I sleep easy. I'm not worried about it at all. You know, I forgot the draft was this week. You know, I'll probably shoot some texts to my, you know, fellow Buckeyes that are going in the draft, you know. I hope all the best for them, you know, and I'm ready for the records to get here.
And a lot of players at your position would have been thrilled with the statistics you put up as a rookie. What, in your mind, would you have needed to do to get a B or an A if you grade yourself as a C minus?
You know, just the technique type things, you know, like the stuff I'm working on right now. I want to be perfect. You know, I don't want to just be another player who just comes in the league, plays a few years, and then you don't hear from them. You know, I want to be, you know, one of the top guys, you know, and that's my goal, and that's what I'm working to. So until I get to that, you know, you won't hear no A pluses or A's from me.
Do you, if you go into the nickel a lot, would you like to work inside maybe, not necessarily outside of Chris, but maybe do some versatility?
It's just all game plan. You know, fortunately, last year I was able to do both, so I got experience at both, you know, but it doesn't matter to me. You know, however the coaches want me to play, inside or outside, you know, I'll give my all.
It's only been like two practices, but we've all noticed a lot of changes. What do you notice in how these practices are run? What's the biggest change that you feel?
You know, just the different plays, you know, different schemes. You know, offense run a different scheme. You know, defensively we run a different scheme. So right now we're just trying to get the communication down and learn the defenses and stuff like that. So that's really the biggest difference right now. We're just all trying to learn the defense and the offense.
Even pace and kind of dynamic-wise, less of energy, is that a big
difference? Yeah. You know, with new coaches, you know, players want to prove, you know, that they're a good player. You know, so they're going to try to go a little bit harder, you know. But we have to, you know, on defense, we got to remind them, like man, got to chill, you know. We're not going full speed just yet. You know, but everybody's just antsy, you know, to just prove. You know, it's a new year. You know, we have lots of to prove this year, you know. So we're kind of just hitting it hard.
Okay, thanks, guys.